Hi, I'm Josh James, and this is WUKY's Bookmarks. I am seated across from Frank X. Walker. You know him as a former state poet laureate and a co-founder of the Afro-Latian Poets. Thanks for taking some time out to chat with us.
Oh, it's great to be here, as always.
Now, your group, the Afro-Latian Poets, recently grabbed some headlines for turning down the Governor's Award in the Arts. I understand this was a first as far as this award is concerned. Explain what was behind that decision.
Well, you know, we found out in advance of the actual press release announcing the winners that we'd be the recipients of the Community Award that comes through the Kentucky Arts Council, but it comes in the name of the Governor. And a letter arrived actually in my mailbox signed by the Governor. But when I found out about the award, I got the core membership together. You know, we were having a conversation online and over the phone. And so we met about it and what it meant. And, you know, people who know us know that we've been pretty active politically. You know, we consider ourselves artist activists. And we also have not exactly been fans of many of the policies the Governor has been behind. So I was not surprised when the majority easily agreed that we could not in good conscience accept the award in his name with his name on it, because it might imply that we endorse some of his attitudes and behaviors and policies and comments behind, you know, LGBT issues, criminal justice reform, universal health care. There were just so many things that we were against that he was for, and vice versa, that we couldn't stand on the same side as him, even accepting an award with his name on it.
Was this something the members actually took a vote on, or was there unanimity from the start?
It was pretty clear from the start. I mean, we didn't even vote. Everybody talked about how they felt, but we spent more time talking about, you know, what it would mean, you know, why we couldn't just ignore the letter and not go, you know, or why it would also not be the best move to go to the thing, to the event in October, and then turn down the award then. We really wanted to make a statement while we were feeling it at that moment. But we were surprised at the response. You know, we were almost overwhelmed with comments from Facebook and the digital world and local news media. But we also got a fair amount of angry, hateful comments from people who felt the need to tell us that we made the wrong decision and it was disrespectful and we should just shut up, stop writing, and poetry wasn't that good anyway.
Is this the first time the Afro-Latian Poets have turned down an award?
It's the first time we've even been offered one. Mm. So, yes, it's the first time we turned it down. But it was, you know, it was not a hard decision. I mean, you know, if you're familiar with our work, I think it would be consistent. I mean, we really believe in community in the broadest sense, and we really believe that we're part of the 99%. You know, and we really believe that there are people being disenfranchised by some of the governor's policies, and you know, due to the large amount of prison work we do, you know, a lot of us visit prisons and teach workshops and go as artists and presenters, not just in Kentucky, but in other parts of the country. His whole position on reversing the former governor's, you know, executive order to restore, you know, voting rights to ex-felony individuals just hurt a lot. I mean, it was, you know, this additional punitive punishment for people who had already served a sentence to add another financial penalty and then a 5-year wait on top of it just seemed like it was mean-spirited and intended to be something political.
You mentioned some blowback. Were you mostly encouraged, however, by the reaction?
Mostly, absolutely. I mean, we were I don't know what we expected, but I know that to a person we were pleased with how other artists responded. And it, you know, we really felt like we may have, you know, touched something that speaks to, I think, a larger sentiment, especially in the arts community. I think a lot of people clearly felt the same way and had just never said it before. And what we got in response to our announcement was all that confirmation. And not just poets, but visual artists and musicians, arts administrators, teachers, you know, at every grade level were writing and calling to tell us personally that they agree with us and they appreciate our response. And they recognized that we didn't have to just be silent about what was happening in the state.
Have you heard anything back from the governor's office at this point?
I have not, and nor do I expect to. I mean, it's not – I'm not looking – I don't need to hear something back from him. And we agreed that the public response, the collective response about being supportive was award enough. And it, you know, it felt really good to be part of that, something larger. You know, I think that, you know, Kentucky has a really special treasure when you consider our artist community and the arts legacy in the state. And to have that come together as a voice and speak up and say that, you know, we agree really felt good.
Speaking of the governor's office, is the hope there maybe – this obviously turned some heads in the media. You'd like to turn some heads there as well, maybe facilitate some change in that direction there?
Well, I mean, it'd be great that, you know, they reversed all their positions, but I doubt that it would happen. But I'd be more interested in something special happening in the arts community around galvanizing more artist activism, you know, to encourage those individuals to take those attitudes to the ballot box this fall. That means more to me than getting an award.
I want to switch gears a little bit. 2016 marks the 25th anniversary of the Afro-Latin Poets. How do you feel about the group's achievements looking back over, you know, 2.5 decades here?
You know, I guess I have to feel old at this point, but but you know, 25 is pretty mature. You know, you're grown. You can make grown decisions. You're supposed to have some manner of independence by now. No, we've had a really good run. I mean, we've got Nikki Finney's National Book Award. You know, we've got a Landon Foundation Award in there. We got, you know, Poet Laureateship and a stack of books that, you know, from the floor to the ceiling. And I think the sweetest part for us that is almost a surprise is most of the members are in education, are teaching at a university or institution around the country. And that feels really good to know that we're still actively involved in not only creating our own art, but still promoting the development of other young artists and writers.
And lastly, I want to touch on your upcoming work as well. I see you're headed to the Kentucky Book Fair in November to talk about Afro-Latin sonnets. What can you tell us about your forthcoming release?
Well, I'm excited about it for a personal reason, is that the poems in the Afro-Latin sonnets do a lot to reconnect me with my mother, and she passed over a dozen years ago now. But many of these poems are unpublished poems that go back, you know, 20, 15, 10, 5 years, and many of them point to the amazing things that I learned growing up at her feet. And I think they will evoke her in a way that a lot of people would think that this whole thing is about her, but she's just so present in these poems that that's what I'm most excited about, to be able to read those poems in public and to conjure up her image and voice and attitude. You know, she was a really strong creative force in my life, and to have her around in these poems really means something to me.
Frank X. Walker, co-founder of the Afro-Latin Poets, thanks for talking with us on Bookmarks.
Thanks for having me.